Welcome to the Glenelg Hopkins CMA podcast, a podcast giving you an insight to what happens behind the acronym GHCMA. Hi, I'm Liz Meacham. In this series, we're having a look at what a Catchment Management Authority does and giving you an insight into how we're protecting and enhancing the land, the waterways and the biodiversity of the Glenelg Hopkins region of southwest Victoria. In today's podcast, Tanya's back out on the Tirindara Flora Reserve with Robin Adair controlling Italian buckthorn. This introduced exotic plant is playing havoc in the reserve, but as Robin points out in this episode, managing it takes some integrated solution. Herbicide is one, but fire might be one of the best.
So integrated management of Italian buckthorn is a concept that incorporates a number of different control methods that not only control the Italian buckthorn, but help restore the indigenous flora and the fauna as part of that. Integrated pest management, we look at weaknesses of the plant and try and target those aspects. So the question is, what are the weaknesses of Italian buckthorn? Well, one is that the plant is dioecious. That means that there are both male and female plants. Underneath the female plants, we see very extensive beds of seedlings. This plant has a strategy known as a seedling bank as opposed to a seed bank. So the seeds fall to the ground and then the seedlings establish as a carpet underneath the plants, waiting for an opportunity to establish, which might be the creation of a light gap. This is a strategy that many rainforest plants use, and it's quite odd to see it actually working here in a dry sclerophyll forest. So the seedlings are sitting as small plants underneath the canopy of particularly female plants or stands of Italian buckthorn. This means that they're sitting there susceptible to control, which can be either herbicide or other methods. And in this particular case, herbicides would not be suitable because there are so many of them. What they are susceptible to is fire. So what we need to think about in terms of restoration of Tirindara is application of fire and a suitable regime that will target the young plants of Italian buckthorn. The same process would allow many of our indigenous plants, such as wattles and acacias, our gum trees, to also recruit new individuals. And we need a very dense canopy of native flora to help outcompete Italian buckthorn. One thing that we have noticed while working in this reserve is that in areas where you have a dense blackwood canopy or a dense bracken understory or things of that nature, then the Italian buckthorn does very poorly. So the application of fire can actually do two things. One, it will kill young seedlings of Italian buckthorn and also provide an opportunity for our native plants to establish. Now, the fire intensity needs to be right. It can't be too hot, otherwise it'll kill things that you want to keep, such as trees and koalas, for example. And if it's not hot enough, it won't have the impact on the young plants that we're targeting for control. So what we need to apply is what we call a cool burn or a cultural burn. Now, there's one group of managers that understand cultural burns really well, and that's our First Nation people. So there's a fantastic opportunity in Tirindara to apply their knowledge and their understanding and their sympathy with the cultural burning method for management of flora in Tirindara. The application of fire to Italian buckthorn, although the seedlings are susceptible because their crown of the plant and the rootstock is so close to the surface, the adults are not susceptible because they are protected by the deep root system that they have. So what we're doing at the moment is killing adult plants with herbicide, which will then open up the canopy, allow the understory to dry out a little bit, provide a little bit more leaf litter, allow some of the native grasses and shrubs to come in, which will provide full fuel for a more extensive and continuous fire. So the methodology that we're using and part of the integrated management package is to target the adults with herbicides, use fire to control the seedlings of Italian buckthorn, and in the same process encourage native plants to provide competition to anything that may remain. That is an integrated management package.
Yeah. And the long-term vision of the restoration of Tarrendarra, what would you like to see in this beautiful reserve?
Yeah, that's a really important question, and it's one that we need to keep in our minds as a target to aim for. So anything that we do here has to have a positive biodiversity outcome. This is a conservation reserve. It's here to protect our native flora and fauna. So anything that we do here needs to see an improvement in the composition of flora and fauna. It has been degraded in the past, and hopefully what we do here down the track will see a return of many of the native plants and animals that have sadly disappeared from this reserve.
It's going to be amazing to see. And that's one thing that we've had a lot to do with so far with Gunditjmirring. Gunditjmirring are particularly interested in restoring land for cultural purposes and cultural management using fire as that tool. So that's something that we are certainly interested in pursuing further as we look into the management of this reserve and other reserves across the region as well within this Budgerim cultural landscape.
My thanks to the control team, Robin and Max, and to Tanya for today's episode. The works on the Tarrendarra Flora Reserve are funded by the Victorian Government. Now, if you would like to learn more about the CMA, see what projects we have on the go, what funding might be around, and how you could get involved, there are a number of ways that you can follow us. You can check out our website at ghcma.vic.gov.au, or you can follow us on social media. We are Glenelg Hopkins CMA on Facebook and GHCMA on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for listening.